goal or scored a goal?
Yeah, I guess that's what they call it, a goal.
Was that ever called a ghoul?
What?
Was that ever called a ghoul?
Ghoul?
Uh-huh.
No, I don't remember hardly about that.
To get back to this thing that we're going to carry, if you want me to help you and you want me to put my hands on it, what do you tell me to do?
Take a hold of it.
Uh-huh. And yeah. We pick it up and we take it where we're going. You want me to take my hands away, what do you tell me to do?
Set it down, or let it down.
Well, let's say you just want me to take my hands away and before I set it down.
No, you wouldn't want to say drop it, would you? Turn it loose.
Uh-huh. And if we've been doing something, let's say a bunch of men are doing something and you get your turn and something goes wrong so that your turn doesn't work out just right, you say, all right, now I can do that just...
Well, wouldn't be just exactly, would it?
Well, you want them to let you try it again.
What you would say to him?
Give me another chance, sir.
Yeah, that'd be about what you'd say. Give me another chance. I'd do that this time.
What do you call that game where men walk around the pasture and hit a little round white ball toward a little old flag?
Oh, that's golf, ain't it?
Yeah. My neighbor's a busy golf player. He keeps telling me I should get out there and play golf. I keep telling him he should get a bicycle too.
I never did play it. I never did even watch him play it. Drove along the highway and see a bunch out there, but I never did stop and watch.
It's not a bad game if you like to walk and if you're sort of bored with life. I bought a set of clubs about 15 years ago, I guess, and played with them about 10 years ago. But it's kind of fun to walk around and belt that little ball, see where it goes. But I was never good enough to play with anybody who really played. I'd always make them angry because I just went out to have a good time. Yeah. To them it was a serious business. If your wife is in the habit of writing somebody and you want to know if she's done it this week, what would you ask her?
I'll ask her write a letter.
Well, you want to know if she's written it this week.
Well, I don't. Just ask her if she wrote that letter.
Uh-huh. And then if you've written this letter and you put it in the envelope, but you don't write anything on the envelope, you want her to do that.
Yeah, well,
you give it to her and you ask her to...
I have to ask her to dress that envelope.
Uh-huh.
And folks.
Let's say you don't care if somebody does something. You know he wants to do it. And then he asks if he can do it. And you say, sure, go ahead and do it if... You can do that.
Well, you'd have to. I can't get that right. I don't
know. You want to, isn't it?
Yeah.
If you wanted to.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was wondering if you'd say if you want to, or if you have a mind to, or
yeah. Well,
if you intend to.
If you mind to do that.